director of the 1776 Commission, not knowing quite what to make of that and what would happen with it. But we had a crazy idea, which turns out to be one of the reasons why I think everyone was surprised on both sides of the aisle about what it did, which is say, I went over with the agreement that I would have the ability to actually write a report and get that report out. And so in a matter of about 5 or 6 weeks, we produced a report that was supposed to be the first of perhaps several. It was a two-year commission to advise the president about getting ready for the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. I approached it as a scholar, someone who wanted to write a public document advocating and putting a marker down in this discussion about what is 1776 and what does it mean. It came out on Martin Luther King Day in 2021, and 2 days later, when the new president was inaugurated, one of his first acts, within hours of being inaugurated, he abolished the commission. Even before he abolished it, it was taken down immediately from the White House website and erased, if you will. To which our response is, well, you can't erase our history; it's still there. So what I handed Rob here was a printed edition of the report. The report came out and it's available everywhere. I think Heritage has it on their website. Hillsdale, they made it into much more public document by trying to erase it. It actually helped; they brought it more attention.